Just released in the last hour, Philadelphia, the State of the City, a 2016 update report from the Pew Charitable Trusts. Joining me to help make sense of the numbers is Larry Eichel. He directs Pew's Philadelphia Research Initiatives. Larry, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Great to be here, Dave.
Larry, the big takeaway, the continuing trend of a population loss arrested. Now a growing city undergoing a growing transformation. Now a closer look at this growth, though, points to part of the transformation in the form of growing diversity.
Right. The diversity has been developing for a while. And if you look at it back, say, from a 25-year perspective, in 1990, 91% of Philadelphians identified as either African-Americans or non-Hispanic whites. Today, only 77% of Philadelphians identify as African-Americans or non-Hispanic whites. We have 14% who identify as Hispanic or Latino, 7% Asian, 2% other. That's a very big change.
In a relatively short period of time.
Exactly. And all indications are is that it's going to continue.
Is the change as dramatic when we look at age breakout?
The age breakout, if you look at it more over a shorter period, a 10-year period, in the last 10 years, the country has been getting older. We hear that all the time. We're a graying society. And over the last 10 years, the median age of the country has gone up by a little over a year. In the same period, Philadelphia's median age has fallen by a year and a half. I mean, that's quite a difference. We're now about 4 years younger than the nation as a whole. And what's remarkable about that is all of this comes at a time when in the city and in the country generally, there are relatively few children compared to the previous generation. So this, again, sort of indicates this young adult influx that we've had here, this real increase in the young adult population. It's another manifestation of it. And I think most people would argue youth is a good thing.
But therein lies one of the potential problems. When the millennials consider having a family, they come up against the reputation of the Philadelphia school system.
Sure. And we really didn't get into that in this report. We have gotten into it in other reports. I mean, we've done polling in the past, and certainly young adults, millennials, often talk about education as one of their long-term concerns, also jobs and their career potential. But schools are obviously a huge issue.
Well, let's talk about jobs, both the employment rate relative to other cities in the country and also Philadelphia's place at the top of most impoverished large cities in the country.
Right. You know, we sort of say that in this report that despite these sort of positive transforming signs, the persistent challenges are still large. And obviously the poverty rate is a huge piece of that, a 26% poverty rate. As you said, the biggest among the 10 largest American cities, 400,000 people living below the federal poverty line, a huge problem. And you know, everybody looks to jobs as part of the way to address that. The number of jobs in the city grew slightly last year. It reached the highest point since 2002. That's a good thing. But the growth rate was quite a bit smaller than the national growth rate. And our unemployment rate on an annualized basis was at 7%, which is, again, quite a bit higher than the national rate and relatively high compared to similar cities.
How does Philadelphia's housing stock compare to other cities? Apparently, home sales are up, but as are rentals.
Right. Home sales are up a decent amount, not a huge amount. In some ways, the interesting story on the housing front is construction. Building permits, the number of units for which permits were obtained in 2015 was about 3,600, which is down a tiny bit, down from 3,900 the year before. But the 3,900 was the biggest number that we had seen in a quarter century anyway. And so to be just off those levels is still pretty good. The boom seems to continue, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
So the big question, of course, do the trends offer the promise for real progress in tackling the problems we've listed?
Well, we're not in the prognostication business at Pew. These sort of generally positive trends in terms of age, population growth, we've had them for a while now, for the last 8 or 9 years, although at the beginning I think we didn't know they were happening. But I think the question is whether these trends are forming the foundation for real progress on the city's most persistent challenges: poverty, job creation, educational attainment, schools. I think that's the big unanswered question.
In addition to our NewsWorks Tonight audience, who's the intended recipient of this information, specifically who in government or business?
Well, I mean, as with all our work, we are out to sort of inform the public conversation among public officials, civic activists, neighborhood groups, people who are concerned about the city, the news media, and the general public, the people who care about the city. That's our audience.
Larry, thanks so much for shedding light on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.